involved in bankruptcies, but they got involved in mine. They're unable, through just pure vigilantism, to shut us down 11, 12 weeks ago. Got egg on their face, and now they've come back. They want us shut down and just close and don't even let them sell the assets. You heard that. So it's a gamble, but we were doing it. Only move we had left. And they obviously got our phones tapped and stuff and know some bidders coming. Okay, they're going to have an issue on their hands. And they don't want to do that. They've got big billionaire backers, they claim. They've even told that in the court. We'll see what happens. But I'm not going to give up. Alex Jones bankruptcy trustee sale efforts challenged by DOJ. That's because they're getting ready to try to take Trump out. And once he's president-elect, they don't want us on air during that fight. They don't want us telling the truth. We're reaching tens of millions conservatively a day. Some days 50, 60 million now. I can't do this without funding. I'm out of money. They took all my money and it wasn't a lot during the bankruptcy. I am literally on empty myself, and I have to pay for the legal challenges of all this in court, and I have to fight them, and that's an hour-long story right there. They're trying to take my physical name and say they own it, trying to take my social media. This is a critical fight. So I need you to go to the alexjonesstore.com, that's separate from free speech, but they're advertisers here, big supporters, and get Alex Jones t-shirts, Patriot t-shirts. There's new great designs. We'll put some on screen for you. And go to the alexjonesstore.com and get the ball caps, the t-shirts, all of it. You can get entered to win for the big pickup truck at $10,000 cash and all that. And then contest is over on the 30th of October, strangely enough. We need the funds. These are great t-shirts. I need your aid. Go to the alexjonesstore.com right now and support that sponsor. That's the critical place to support. The alexjonesstore.com. Stand with us and support our outside sponsor, DrJonesNaturals.com, and the InfoWars store. The products are ready to ship. You'll get them. InfoWarsStore.com, the InfoWars MD, the gummies, the CBD tincture, the nitric boost. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. Now go now.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWars MD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance, or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWars MD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Get a storm loose. Sirens in my head.
They wouldn't be trying to kill President Trump and having the Secret Service stand down Senator Hawley as whistleblowers from Mar-a-Lago in the Secret Service if they didn't think Trump was going to win. He won by a large margin, all the numbers show. There was still a lot of fraud, but we overtook it. The wave was big enough to get over their seawall of fraud in 2016. He did not have as big a win. In 2020, they were able to steal it. Our win was so big in the midterms, they mitigated the big win, so it wasn't a landslide, but we still won back the House and a little bit of the Senate. Now the numbers I see on the ground from people everywhere, and the issue polls show this as well, show a bigger win for Trump, bigger turnout than 2016. Now, I'm not a pollster. I just study the news and talk to the people. But I've been on air 30 years, and Rasmussen is the top polling agency. Most of the time it's in the top two or three, but I think they've been the most accurate. And Mark Mitchell is their head of polling and their vice president. He has a long history and background in experience in operations, finance, venture capital, private equity, the strong foundation in mechanical engineering. Mark has held leadership positions in various notable companies such as Walmart, e-commerce, Jet.com, and JPMorgan Chase. Rasmussen Reports is a nonpartisan independent electronic data company specializing in the collection and publication of public opinion polling information. Mark underscore R underscore Mitchell or RasmussenReports.com. He's a very busy man. He's very gracious to join us with the new data he's getting on the swing states and post-debate and all of it, what he's seeing. And from what I've seen from the polls, looking at it myself, but he's the expert. He can correct me if I'm reading him wrong. This does not spell good news for Kamala 45 days out. So, Mark, thank you so much for joining us.
Really happy to be here. I love your show. The name is perfect because I think we are in peak info war. And really, just in the last couple of years, it seems like the tide is turning. Really, I think the country can't thank Elon Musk enough, because that town square 2, 3, 4 years ago, they would just kick you off if the narrative was going the wrong direction. Look at the NPC memes. That was really dangerous to them. And the government forced Twitter to shut it down. And now I really do think, like, the cat memes is a really good benchmark of how things have changed in a way that all the spinmeisters have no control over. And I think that's affecting the presidential race as well.
I want to get your take on the subject I'm about to raise. You can go to this first or go into the huge poll data that you've got. But we've got Newsom passing a law that's on its face unconstitutional, that if they decide it's deceptive, you go to jail. Literally calling it AI, but it's just memes. And the ones he uses examples that Elon reposted are obviously a joke and are satire. And then he said in a press conference yesterday, yeah, they're looking at targeting Elon. You've got Brazil, the EU, Australia coming after Elon. I mean, this is just naked panic by these people. Then you've got Hillary saying, let's arrest Trump supporters for disinfo. She's the biggest liar ever, the queen of disinfo. She'll decide. You've got the EU, Eric Schmidt of Alphabet, all saying, let's censor people. You've got the UN saying it. I mean, they are in full panic mode right now. You want to tackle that first or later, or you want to get into the polls right now?
No, that's great. And I have numbers to back it up. I think everybody should be absolutely 100% suspicious about this paradox of public opinion. Listen, her polls are not good. Everybody has talked about the leaked internal polling and how they don't match the public polling. Our numbers show Trump +2. That was the big poll we put out just yesterday. The race is kind of rock steady. And listen, even if we're 1 point or 2 points to the right, it's still unwinnable for Kamala Harris. But here's the thing. If she wants to win, she has to win independents. And the debate, let me tell you, in general, voters think that she won, but it didn't move the numbers at all, because I think they know who Biden and Kamala Harris are versus Trump, and they've made up their minds. But theoretically, she should have used that debate to try to win independents, and nothing that came out of her mouth was geared towards that at all, in a way that anybody can look at it and tell you. Like, we polled on the Charlottesville hoax. We polled on the bloodbath hoax. And these numbers, like, weren't even last week. They were, like, a month after the events. And independents, only 37% of independents back in 2020, even then, believed that Trump was talking about fine people, you know, who were Nazis. And only 34% of independents a month after the bloodbath hoax believed it too. So she goes on and she talks about those things in a way that very clearly is not reaching out to independents. And I think everything everybody has seen is that debate had absolutely no impact on how the independents plan to vote. Why is that? Why, when you're losing, will you not reach out to new voters? And I think people should be very suspicious about why the regime, it is a regime, it's got its feelers into the media and all different levels of the government, why they don't seem to want to play into this democratic process. It's very strange.
I want to get into battleground states, because I've seen some of your numbers there, and I want to make sure I'm not interpreting those wrong. Yeah. But it looks like she's really starting to slip even faster. Let's get into that. And then are you going to pull on her going out on Oprah and releasing TV ads as well? That, oh, she's a gun enthusiast, and she doesn't want any of your guns, even though in her policy papers she wants to ban all semi-autos, register all guns. It's always the prelude to confiscation. I mean, I'd love to see polls on that. I mean, how is that dog hunting?
Uh, I, I think that most people don't think that she's credible. We did numbers on the border, and quite frankly, they were. I don't think I could pull them up fast enough. I don't think directionally they were so uninteresting they weren't worth remembering. But people don't believe that she planned on putting any border control in place, and that's because, as we also asked, they think that she did horrible as the borders are, 49%. So people do tie Kamala Harris to the Biden regime. We had really damning numbers that showed that basically when asked whether she deserves blame for Biden's failures, independents overwhelmingly say yes by a majority, and whether she deserves credit for Biden's successes, the independents say she doesn't deserve a lot of the credit, and overwhelmingly independents by like a 20-point margin think that the Biden administration was a failure and not a success. So listen, the gun, like all the Trump was shot this weekend, and it doesn't look like it moved the numbers. I don't think anything coming out of her mouth is going to either, quite frankly. And that's why when I released our weekly numbers yesterday, that's why we titled it Act of God, because I really do think at this point, and not just our numbers, you just put up the pollster accuracy. Can you put that back up? That's incredible to me. But I do think at this point, me and some other pollsters agree that she is winning he is winning the national popular vote. There you go. In a way that he never has before, and everybody's locked in, and there's no way she's going to get it back. So you have Trafalgar at the top of that was Atlas. We're there. All those people at the top, and this is just one way to measure pollster accuracy, but this is 538's 2020. Polling accuracy were pretty good. It was a hard election to poll. All those people at the top, if you look at their polls right now, they all show the race tied or Trump winning. But the bottom, all of the people with the bigger polling inaccuracy show Harris winning. Like, it's literally that clear. There's like a break point one-third way down the chart, and then everybody that did horribly in 2020 shows Harris winning right now. That's incredible. Now, listen, you know, a lot can happen. I think everybody is very, very correct to be concerned about fraud, 100%. But here's the other thing people have to know about polling, right? In my opinion, you're not going to look at our final call and say, wow, Rasmussen really nailed it. They got the race correct. Because I've put out so far 7 or 8 weeks worth of data of Trump versus Kamala Harris, and we're going to all the way up to Election Day. The thing that I'm trying to do, and that I'm being honest and putting out my numbers correctly, is so that you can see all the other scumbag liars in the industry that are trying to create false narratives. Everybody watching this right now has probably seen headlines in the last month about all of this incredible Kamala Harris momentum and how she is now, you know, turning things around for the Democrats and is running away with the race. If you put my daily overnight results up there, you can see, like, they're really just – hasn't been that much movement. Like, Trump was beating Biden by 5. She entered the race. It narrowed some. And it looks like a 2 to 3 point race right now. And it looks like she hit a ceiling at 47%. You know, even if we're 2 points wrong and she hits a ceiling at 48%, right? It's not enough when Trump overperformed in every swing state in 2020. And you wanted to ask about the swing states yet. We polled in the middle of August. Every single one of them was a statistical tie. We think we're probably a point or two too left, but actually I stayed up till 1 o'clock last night pulling the trigger on our big swing state. So we will have numbers back next week. We just don't have them yet. I put some really awesome questions in there that I think are going to help people understand the state of what's going on. Questions like, who's America's biggest enemy? Iran, Russia, China, the Democrats, or the Republicans? Who do you are you feel better off than you were 4 years ago? Will your children have a better future? Even things like, which candidate most closely represents your values when it comes to things like gender identity? So there's like 30, 40 questions. We're going to get them back on 10 different states. People have been begging for Virginia. And I expect to see movement towards Trump. I expect to see, based on just looking at where my national numbers went, that he's probably now going to be winning 4 to 6 of those swing states. And, you know, that's not a narrative that Morning Consult, CNN, MSNBC want to get out right now. And they really seem to be fighting hard. It's like some of these guys have like Harris up 6 in Pennsylvania when they put out polls that were 12 points off in the last two cycles. The amount of just inaccuracy and lying is incredible.
What I'm mentioning here, and I was looking at the polls, is you were talking about the numbers you're seeing as you can poll these, kind of give us a first look. You told Benny Johnson yesterday, it's looking really bad for Kamala Harris. Our new polls in Pennsylvania might even start to change the betting odds. The narrative will be that Kamala Harris is starting to lose. Can you elaborate on that statement?
Everybody right now is all knee-jerk reaction to this poll. I think Suffolk dropped one in Pennsylvania, and then I think Nate Cohn at New York Times put one out too. I haven't looked at the Real Clear Politics page. I'll bring it up. But, they all show Harris wins. But then what happens is, like, you get things like New York Times shows a tied race right now. They had Trump plus one like 2 weeks ago. They showed a tied race nationally. And then they put out like numbers that show Harris winning by like 4 or 6 points in Pennsylvania. And that just doesn't make sense when you compare how the states, relatively look towards the national picture. So when I put out, Pennsylvania that had Trump tied, like our national numbers were really close to tied too. That's why Pennsylvania is a swing state, because it's like basically in the middle between like blue and red states. So what you're seeing is a lot of those situations where on relatively close national numbers, pollsters are putting out, swing state polls that show things way left. And listen, like, what's changed in Pennsylvania in the month since we've been in the field and showed that it was a tie? How about things like the Teamsters union endorsement, right? All of a sudden you got a million blue collar workers that have shifted over the last 4 years, 20 points towards Trump. Where do those people live, right? It's not in Alaska. They live in states like Pennsylvania. And so you're just seeing this constant pressure in the industry to show leftward movement in the places that matter for Kamala Harris. And that's why so much focus is on Pennsylvania. It's a must-win state for her. And it's just crazy to figure out, like, what's going on behind the scenes. Like, why didn't she pick Shapiro? What do they think their strategy is if they're, really not believably convincing people that they're going to be pro-energy? We're going to ask we are asking a lot of energy questions in this poll as well. And that's it, right? How are you appealing to independents with the same canned stuff and regurgitating the hoaxes? Like, people aren't watching CNN and MSNBC anymore. They're begging for our content, right?
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen Trump and people saying, even New Jersey, so you've got states that really aren't swing states, they're getting closer to swing states. Is it, from what you've seen, is New Jersey really in play? And what, almost purple states could be swing states from the numbers you're seeing?
I'll text you guys the results to our Virginia state that I should have done processing over the weekend. I didn't go into New Jersey yet. I don't think it's right to poll in New Jersey necessarily when you haven't convinced yourself internally as a pollster where Pennsylvania lies, for instance, right? There are reasons to think that Pennsylvania has shifted largely right. You know, Cittarelli did pretty well in 22, but, it's when those late blue precinct returns.
Sure. What about Georgia?
Things start to get a little dicey. But also, people weren't really happy with what Murphy did with COVID. And I will say, like, I've met some of the local, I'm in New Jersey, I've met some of the local Republican Party folks. I just don't think they're there yet, right? Like, I don't think there's symmetry yet in the party machines in the state in a way that maybe the polling will show rightward movement, but I just don't see it going there.
Where's Georgia? I was watching CNN today with their poll saying it's a dead heat. What are your numbers on Georgia?
I had Georgia plus 5 in July against Biden. We didn't get to poll Georgia in August, but where the other states stacked up, pretty sure it would have been a plus 2 or plus 3. And because of that, I'm expecting next week to probably see a plus 3, plus 4, but I can always be surprised. If Arizona is going Trump plus 2 to 5, Georgia is definitely going to also. And by extension, we're also going to have North Carolina numbers. So, really sorry I wasn't able to get all those states.
Oh, you're incredible. Let me ask you this. This is a citizen and just your general opinion, because it's all a gestalt in the day, kind of a dead reckoning when you look at all the numbers, because we're not God. I see fear in the statements and desperation from the Democrats trying to ban speech, openly saying they want to ban speech. We're talking communist China level statements and actions by Newsom. That to me does not signify confidence. You got Kamala a few weeks ago Georgia, there in Atlanta, saying, hey, don't believe the polls. It's really, really close. I'm sure you saw that. What does that look like to you?
I mean, yeah, I think it is desperation, and not even from the mouths of the politicians themselves, but the type of discourse that's palpably happening on Twitter now just absolutely blows my mind. You know, 3 or 4 years ago, these are people that in a discussion with you would get super pedantic about all the scientific details about a virus, right? And about how, you know, vaccine science and all of these organizations, blah, 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 right? Now, when I put like stuff out there, like that chart I showed you that shows that the polling error in the polling industry leans Democrat, and I asked for people to engage in real conversation, what I get is just a bunch of anti-science, dismissive, unobjective thinking from lefties. And it must be a horrible place for them to be right now. But listen, I'm a content creator. You are too. You can feel what people want from their content, and do your followers want a comfy warm blanket and to be told everything's okay, or do they want objective truths and facts? That's what my viewers are hungry for. And listen, I'm not going to lie to you and tell you I put my thumb on the scale for Trump at all. If I don't have the integrity to put factual data out there, that's what people are craving for. And right now, I just look at the debate, right? It's crazy. Those people wanted to see a comfy blanket. And I got debate numbers back, and they're absolutely insane. Guess who watched the debate? And again, these numbers in general show that it was like slightly a Kamala Harris win, and most of the Trump supporters didn't even watch the whole debate. But who watched the debate more than anybody else? Who said that they watched all of it? 80% of them. It's Joe Biden's strong approvers. Those are the people who watch the debate most. And then we asked, how would you rate the job done by the debate moderators? Now, anybody with a brain could look at those people and say, you know, it was a three-way debate. They were getting hostile. Joe Biden's strong approvers rate the debate moderators 90% excellent or good.
That's nuts.
It's nuts. Like, looking at these numbers, it was like some kind of public humiliation performance event. It was not an event to convince independents. It was an event to try and have a public whipping of Donald Trump.
It was a digital attempt at lynching, but it worked a little bit, not as much as they hoped. I think he still won. Let me ask you this, since you mentioned that graph showing what pollsters predicted last time versus this time, and that's so powerful. For people that don't understand this poll, or maybe did a poll and explain, you're showing who was accurate last time and what they're saying this time versus who was way off last time and what they're saying this time. And the worst polling agencies are the most wrong are all the ones saying she's going to win by the biggest margin. The ones that have the history of being right, like you, are saying the opposite.
Yeah. This is the stack-ranked average polling error as calculated by Nate Silver. And I'm not sure exactly how he does it, but I think it's directionally correct. We did, I think, pretty well in 2020, considering how hard it was. What this doesn't show is what direction the average error was. And believe it or not, everybody might say, well, you're a right-wing pollster and all your results leaned right in 2020. And actually, on average, I'm pretty sure we're leaning left. But the point I want to make here is that if you go down to the bottom, it might be cut off. Look, ABC News, Washington Post is down there. 538 currently rates them as the number two highest best quality pollster. But just 4 years ago, their polls were on average 7 points off. That means when Biden got a 4%, they were showing Biden plus 11 nationally. And then look at Quinnipiac. Dear Lord, Quinnipiac has still been cherry picked by the mainstream media this cycle, putting out swing state polls that show massive Harris victories, but they were on average off 9 points. That means that, like, they on average had Biden plus like 13 all throughout the fall of 2020. And this isn't just like a 2020
thing.
And
I want to add, you're the fourth most accurate, but it's easy when you're small polling groups to do a lot less. You guys are super prolific. So I bet if you crunch those numbers, you're actually number one. Because the more you do, you know, even if you're Babe Ruth, he plays more games, he's going to have, you know, some also bad days. So that would probably put you guys at number one.
Yeah, absolutely. We're putting out more polls than anybody on this list right now. And to me, that's one of the big stories about public opinion. I would love to get the right to a place where it believes polling again. because I'm not lying to you, and public opinion is important, not just the election matchups. Like, I love combating fake narratives, and I hate lying. That's why we put our election stuff out. But not a single human being polled on vaccine adverse events. Like, literally nobody, and not a single news media source cared about it, period, whatsoever. Who's holding these people accountable? Because all of science, the medical industry, the government regulators, nobody cared. Not the insurance industry, not any independent. I mean, there are a few independent journalists that cared about vaccine injuries. Not a single other person cared. And so that's why I think the right, who in my opinion right now are the people consuming objective thoughts, having open dialogue, debating things based on their merit, not hiding behind credentials, need to do a heck of a lot more polling. But what happened, I think, is after 2020, because all of those people beclowned themselves, the entire industry has been destroyed, and every single one of these pollsters has had their budgets cut. I think that's what happened. Like, New York Times has put out like 4 monthly national matchups, period. That company is huge. It's got a multi-billion dollar revenue on it.
Well, you guys are bigger than ever, and you're right. It's tomorrow's news today. It's about being accurate. It's about getting it right. It's about wanting to get it right. Mark Mitchell, you guys are doing it, and it's Trump's to lose. We've all got to be super engaged because of the fraud. RasmussenReports.com, on X, Mark_R_Mitchell. Mark Mitchell, come back and join us again soon. You're very busy. We really appreciate you.
No, I'd love to. We'll talk about those swing state results.
Please join us next week. We're watching you closely, sir. Thank you so much. All right, there goes Mark Mitchell. Be sure and follow him on X at RasmussenReports.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Huge news about to break. What's your shot to own this piece of pure Americana, the most powerful, amazing truck in the world today? It's real simple. You go to thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com. You can enter for free by putting your email, or when you buy great t-shirts or amazing knives and so many other great products that fund the InfoWar, you get entered 5 to 10 times for every purchase. Now, you're getting the colors I like the best, this dark green, this black, the red pinstripe. But what really matters is the shocks, the giant tires, the engine. Folks, I've had a lot of big trucks, but I'm telling you, they don't even compare to this. Be part of this, be part of history, be part of saving the Republic. And believe me, you want this truck. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I'll see you there, and I can't wait to find out who the lucky winner is going to be. I'm telling you, this is better than sex.
This bad boy is the number one seller at thealexjonesstore.com. Rebellion to Tyrants is Obedience to God. Folks love it. I love it. I love wearing this out in public. And it also lets the globalists let us know we are standing up against them, and we know who they serve, and we know who we serve. The BlackRock globalist-controlled left, from academia to the media, is obsessed with bullying you into silence because their ideas are illegal and unpopular. And if you simply speak up, it's game over. So stop thinking it's just Alex Jones or Tucker Carlson or Donald Trump's going to save the world. It's all of us together. And wearing t-shirts in public that promote freedom is key. It doesn't just show our enemies we're awake. Other people see it and realize how popular freedom is. So ladies and gentlemen, it's a win-win. Get great shirts at thealexjonesstore.com. Fund the operations. We fight the tyrants at Point Blank Range and meet like-minded people and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now and don't let the left silence you. thealexjonesstore.com.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Have you tried taking the Real Red Pill? A one-of-a-kind heart and brain formula designed exclusively for InfoWarsStore.com. One of the most powerful ingredients in Real Red Pill Plus is pregnenolone. Pregnenolone levels decrease with age, and low levels are associated with fatigue, low brain function, and unhealthy aging. The Real Red Pill Plus also provides essential trace minerals, such as vitamin B12, calcium, copper, and zinc. Featuring naturally occurring L-theanine, caffeine, and theobromine, the energy blend inside the Real Red Pill Plus provides an extra pick-me-up for your day that goes beyond the second cup of coffee. So visit InfoWarsStore.com, go down the rabbit hole, and try taking the Real Red Pill. Now 25% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones. Coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Assassination attempts of Trump, DHS telling Congress that there are five hit teams in the U.S., three foreign, two domestic, a total cover for them getting ready to kill Trump. Jack Posobiec concurs with that, and his sources inside the government agree. This is really bad. It's not like I'm just saying that now. I said it in the days after they tried to kill Trump and Butler, that they would blame Iran. 3 days later, they did. And I said, when they start pre-programming those foreign hit teams, you know they're about to go with missiles, surface-to-air, truck bombs, drone attacks. They can just put, you know, an ammonium nitrate bomb in a building right by where his motorcade's going and blow his ass up that way. I mean, this is total insane asylum danger. And then you have Josh Hawley, the senator, with the Secret Service whistleblowers that they stood down in Mar-a-Lago last Sunday as if we already needed them to tell us that. This is so dangerous. We are living in such historic time. I cannot believe that I'm even sitting here calmly talking about all of this on air right now. I mean, this is just pinch yourself crazy town. And I feel frustrated or guilty, like I'm not saying enough. I'm not being hardcore enough. I mean, what do I need to do to kind of take a big highlighter to what I'm saying and just emblazon it like the sun? I know you're in the same position as well, but we all have this normalcy bias that there's still checks and balances. We're still in a free country. They've erased the border. They're child trafficking for the physical slavery, slave labor, and sex slavery. They've already started World War III with the Russians, and they're going to begin raining heavy missiles down on them. And Russia says they'll declare war on us, that's a declaration of war. They're taking over all of women's sports with men. They're arresting people that misgender someone. They're passing laws to put you in jail for memes. Hillary's on TV saying, we're going to put Trump supporters in camps. And Schmidt of Alphabet and Google says we need the UN to come in and take over America with NATO and silence Americans. And Hotez and the head of the WHO, Tedros. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Out in the open, mask is off, insanity. And then total lying. The Haitians are perfect. Nothing's happening. The Venezuelan crime gangs are wonderful. Nothing's happening. Now, we don't want your guns. We're just going to ban them. Nobody wants to ban fracking. We just already banned it in many areas and swear we'll ban it all. Nobody. You know, there is no inflation. Ask Kamala last night. I got the clip coming up. What do you do about inflation? She says, I'm going to make things inexpensive. I'll make the items cheaper. It's like saying, how are you going to fly? Well, I'm going to flap my arms. I'm just, no policy, just, oh, I'm going to make everything cheaper. How are you going to lower the prices? I'm just making them lower. I mean, like if I was standing there butt naked in a jail cell with no tools, and somebody walked over and said, Alex, how are you going to make a Swiss watch? I'm just going to make one right in here with my bed sheets, maybe the toilet water. No, you've got to have engineers, precision, designers, factories that can make very tiny devices, incredible metallurgists. You got to have the power supply. You got to have it all. You know, you don't just pull a Swiss watch out of your ass unless you're in the movie Pulp Fiction. She didn't say, I'm going to cut energy prices. I'm going to have incentives for jobs. We're going to cut spending. We're going to increase investment. We're going to take the controls off mining and things like that. No, she just said, well, I'm going to make it cheaper. It's like asking somebody that didn't know how to swim, how are you going to compete next week in the college state championships for swimming? You go, I'm just going to go win the race. Well, tell me how you swim. Tell me how fast you can do a 200 in the butterfly. What's a butterfly? Tell me how to do a flip turn. What's that? But they give you a gold medal. It's insane. How dare you say I want guns? I just want to ban all the semi-autos and register everybody. So this is what we've hit. So I'm going to hit this now with a little bit more time to get into all the rest of the news that Mike Adams is coming on. But I want to just say something to listeners. Gosh, now it's like almost 12 weeks ago in early June. I'm here at the office and I see more security people here. We have uniformed, bonded, armed security. We normally have two. And I see more arriving, and I'm leaving at like 5 o'clock on a Friday. And I go, what's going on? Well, we were just told tonight something might be happening at 9 o'clock. Just when everybody leaves, we got to... So I called up my bankruptcy lawyer, and I go, have you heard about what's going on with security? I just learned 5 minutes ago. They're going to close the doors at 9 o'clock tonight, but they can't. There's no court order. Who is? Well, the CRO and the U.S. trustee appointed by the Justice Department. Again, most bankruptcies, maybe 1 out of 1,000, have the Justice Department decides to come in. And I don't play victim here. I mean, I've been in a whole bunch of depositions where there's one or two Justice Department lawyers, and then I've been in Skype meetings with them and Zoom meetings when they're at the Justice Department with a room full of people, and the Justice Department seals behind them. And they read to me the U.S. code and two different code parts. And if I say anything wrong, and but basically they read you your rights, and they say, if you say anything wrong, we're going to charge you. You're going to spend 10 years in federal prison. And I learned when we declared InfoWars bankruptcy 2 years ago and my other year and a half ago, the first lawyers quit because they sent them an email from the U.S. Trustee's Office of the Justice Department in D.C. saying, this comes from the top. He got on the phone and they said, the president, from Biden, you will not be afforded the bankruptcy system. You're not going to do it. We're shutting you down. Now, my lawyers in Austin didn't quit, but the ones we got and did, they're like, we're not messing with the Justice Department. We know, are you Lex Luthor or something? I mean, imagine, you don't hear about the FBI calling up even John Gotti's lawyers and saying, you're not allowed to represent him. That's John Gotti, an actual criminal. They treat me like I am Hitler, okay? And I literally am a freaking Boy Scout, okay? And I've been honest about it. I've drank too much in my life, and I like women. But that's it, man. I don't even speed in my car anymore. So I've got outside accountants, you know, top-rated, all that stuff. Because I've always known I was a target. They had me audited 2 years ago. Took them a year. IRS was up here a whole bunch. Tore through everything. Cost all this money. They said, well, this rarely happens. Here's $4.3 million back, Mr. Jones. You overpaid your taxes. I got a photo of it in my phone, $4.3 million check. I was in bankruptcy, went right into the bankruptcy system. Well, yeah, I get tax returns of $4.3 million. Because the way this was all being run, I'm the sole owner, the accrual and all that, we overpaid over 4 years, over $1 million a year. Because I tell people, just, I know I'm a target. I know this is all BS. Do not even cut any corners. Don't even use, you know, just my mission is what matters, not the money. They also said in court, remember, we know you kept that $9 million in Bitcoin, which I could have, was going to be personally. You just lied in here, they said, remember, in Connecticut. I think the FBI will be interested in that. Came out in court, everything I said was true on the stand. You think I'm going to freaking lie to these people, want to put me in prison? I wouldn't lie anyways. I ain't got nothing to hide. So you're going to get the new information now. All this has gone on, and people saw all the news. InfoWars is shut down for 2 weeks. And then, oh, it was AP Reuters. Just type it in. Sandy Hook Families, which is FBI, CIA that runs the operation, has come out in court, want to take over Alex Jones' social media. They're going to close him imminently. He's going to close this Thursday, June 14th. Didn't happen, did it? because the judge isn't corrupt. He's done us no favors, but he's not corrupt. Point about Trump. Judge Chris Lopez. They were dumb enough to come in with a transcript of me criticizing them trying to close this illegally. He goes, what's going on? He goes, I don't want this. This isn't a real transcript. It doesn't have the transcript company's name on it. You've got a real transcript of this, don't you? They went, actually, sir, we do. They pull up this huge 8-inch stack. He goes, we're going to take a long lunch for an hour and 45 minutes. I'm going to read this. He comes back. He tells the U.S. trustee, you're removed. He tells the CRO, you're removed. Mr. Jones has always been the head of this company. You're not allowed to do what you did. The last action you were to do is to give him back his company bank accounts. Do you understand that, Mr. McGill? McGill goes, I'm the head of the company. And the judge goes, that's not true, Mr. McGill. I mean, these guys are backed by the Justice Department. Mad dogs. Okay? They say they own my name. Totally insane. That's in new filings, too, again, to take all that stuff. The reason I'm telling you this is, I'll get to the key here in a moment. So then I got a call 2 days ago, or I guess 3 days ago, it was Tuesday, from my lawyer, and she goes, yeah, the Justice Department just filed to block the sale of the assets, the website, the shopping cart, the equipment. They got all their phones tapped. And they know there's Patriot buyers, okay? And they've said, we don't want him on air. They've said at the courthouse, the Justice Department that runs the whole suits and had judges default me and had the HBO script. It was all just scripted, totally fake, on record. Violated every law you can imagine. This is civil, but what they did is criminal. Total lawfare, just like Trump. Total test. They admitted that on MSNBC. It's a test to everybody. They said, we don't want him to stay on air. We don't want money. We want it closed. The judge said, well, I'm not going to do that on the June 14th hearing. But Mr. Jones is in private bankruptcy, too, and he owns Free Speech Systems, so he can liquidate. And the law is clear you can do that. There's some law saying you can't sell an LLC, but it's not even in bankruptcy. I am the sole proprietor. I'm allowed to. So, first people saw this yesterday when it broke and said, the Justice Department's on your side trying to keep them from selling your company? No. Free speech goes away. They still have debts against me. I don't care about the money. There's a new owner. I can work for them. Under the law, you can't see somebody's paycheck. I stay on air. Crew stays employed. We go on. So now the Justice Department wants the sale to not be allowed so it can be kicked into Judge Guerra Gamble's state court, and she already put an order out 3 months ago, the judge blocked federally, to send in the constables and close the doors then. We had an emergency hearing. He took it back into federal court and said that the lawyers that did that probably violated bankruptcy law. So I'm not making a big deal out of this. 99% of the show, we don't talk about me, do we, or this operation. I have to now because we're at the crossroads. I can now tell you. They've tried to have the Justice Department without any warrant document shut us down without a piece of toilet paper. They didn't even give me a piece of toilet paper they wiped their ass with. Not even Burger King's liner. The total brazen, vigilante, Yosemite Sam, I'm the roughest, toughest hombre. I'm the roughest, toughest hombre east of the Pecos or south of the Rio Grande. I hate freedom. So we go through that. We go through the Travis County that's as blue as Obama's butt or Hillary's butt. I mean, it's more common you can imagine. Try to shut us down. The judge blocked it there. And now they've got a hearing Monday while I'm up with Tucker Carlson in Houston where they're going to say, we just want it shut down again. I don't know what's going to happen. It's in God's hands. It's in the judge's hand. But I'm telling you, the Justice Department's doing this, and what's AP, Reuters, Bloomberg, Wall Street Journal? Look at the headline right here. I couldn't believe when this first happened, listeners are like, nobody's trying to shut you without a piece of paper. There's no warrant. There's no order. Jones is crying wolf. You ever heard me cry wolf on purpose? Have you ever heard me get up here and try to give you a bucket of bullshit? Damn it. I want to be just like Rasmussen. With a 97% accuracy rate. That's what they've got. I've got about that or a little bit higher. That's what I'm looking for. That's what I want. I'm the real McCoy. I'm genuine. I'm a real American, real Texan. And I know you're real Americans, real humans as well. And damn it, that's where we are. So, look at these headlines. Alex Jones bankruptcy trustee sale efforts challenged by DOJ. That's the Department of Justice, same ones trying to kill Trump. Not talking about these people themselves, but their bosses. InfoWars for sale. Alex Jones assets, again, debated in bankruptcy court. Wall Street Journal. This is him back in June. Alex Jones' personal assets will be sold, but company bankruptcy dismissed. AP. San Diego families want to seize Alex Jones' social media accounts. Look at my personal one, real Alex Jones. Alex Jones' creditors want his social media taken from him. So, there it is for you. This is going on. It's about getting your rights. They got to get through me to get to you, just like Trump says. Till his mouth bleeds. Till your ears bleed. So, I don't know what's going to happen at next Monday's hearing, the 23rd. We can conceivably, if the judge does what they want, be closed in a week. Hope we get to come back and say bye. If you follow past examples of the judge, he does me no favors, but he does not violate the law or let the Justice Department sit on me like an 80,000-pound gorilla. And he said that in the 14th hearing. He went on, he hardly talks. He went on for like 30 minutes excoriating them, and he said, you guys have had this guy in bankruptcy for over a year and a half. You got me to fund, off our money, three different outside accounting firms to fine-tooth comb go over this guy, and you never filed an objection or a suit because he was found to be innocent. I'm comparing myself to Christ, but it was like Pontius Pilate. He goes, he literally says, this guy's done nothing. You said he had hundreds of millions of dollars hidden. You claimed he was stealing all this money. Oh, I forgot that part of the story. So they bring in like five pages of transcript, and it's just regular computer paper. And he goes, this isn't an official transcript. I want the whole thing. 30 minutes later, they go, sir, we actually have it right here. They had it, you know, off one of the side rooms they have with the lawyers. It's this thick. The judge goes, all right, I'm taking a long recess. Go enjoy a large lunch. He comes back pissed. He walks in. He goes, all right, you're all fired, and this is his company, and I've never seen anything like this. And wow, because they gave him a transcript of that Saturday show I did where I laid it out and played audio of McGill when he filed a secret report that I was a criminal stealing money. And even though we'd already filed with the court months before and it was all made up and the judge knew it was all true. And then they filed the Sunday show and the Monday show, and the judge sat there and read every word I'd said in transcripts of audio tapes of these people, and me saying I got a lot more, which I do. This guy comes in my office a few months before that happened. He goes, Alex, I don't care if you just keep some money on the side. Why don't you do that? And I said, I don't do that. I go to jail. I don't care about it. Well, it's all right. He worked with me. You can just keep all the money you want. I said, I got to go to the bathroom real quick. I wasn't going to the bathroom. I was bloop, bloop. Why don't you say that again? He was drunk in my office, just like he was drunk on the telephone I recorded him. Bloop. See, I'm a good person. I'm a nice person. I have a good family. Look them up. I don't come from garbage. So we let them fill their hand. We gave them a lot of line to run out. And I've been really busy trying to stop them killing Trump and start World War III. But I told these people before they shut us down that I'm going to expose them. So I've got to spend some, it'll probably take me a day. I'll do it on Saturday and a Sunday very soon. Maybe I'll do it tomorrow before I leave to Pennsylvania tomorrow on a plane to speak with Tucker and others at his event. I'll just go ahead and put it all out on you. I'll put out the whole story, what happened, and I'll put out the recordings for you. We'll see how you like that. So, I don't know how all this is going to end, but I've told you people a lot. If you want to fight, you came to the right place. You came to the right place. You understand that? Because I can't be bullied, and I can't be bought, and I can't be pushed around. And I'm real nice till I'm not. So, you get that through your stinking brains. America's sick of the bullies. We're sick of our occupied government. We're sick of the Justice Department pedophiles. We're sick of the child slavery, the sex slavery. We're tired of the World War III. We're tired of the inflation. We're tired of you trying to kill the president. We're tired of you! And we're done. And you're so stupid, you think you'd give a judge
hundreds of pages of me talking about them, and he'd learn every bit of it, and all the pieces he knew from the record were true, so he knew I was telling the truth, and you just exposed yourself, you dumb bastards. You're the crooks. You're the schemers. You work for the evil people that have hijacked this country. And everybody knows it. It's got a brain. So, without getting into the inside baseball, I'm going to tell you and I'm going to shoot you straight. I've been on air 30 plus years. I've had InfoWars for 28. We've changed the world together. And in my 30 years, nothing we've ever done that comes close to as important as what we're doing now. And they want us off the air, and we're also a symbol, like a standard for a Roman legion they want to capture. We're doing our best work ever. I need you to support us. I need you to share our reports. I need you to back us. I need you to go to drjonesnaturals.com and InfoWarsStore.com. And I need you to get the products that are great. And I need you to go to thealexjonesstore.com and get over, there's over 50 badass t-shirts and ball caps now. Made in Arkansas, printed in Arkansas. A lot of these shirts designed by me, others by amazing designers. Updated classics, like the Tyranny Response Team, with a key URL you'll be hearing about in the future, realalexjones.com. Don't snack on me with a kitty cat. Rebellion to Tyrants is Obedience to God. All at thealexjonesstore.com. And you can enter your email for free to get put in the raffle and sweepstakes for $138,000 super off-road Dodge truck and $10,000 cash. That's for your tax, title, and license. You actually walk away with it absolutely free. Or you, when you buy a product, you get put in, depending on the day, it varies, 5 to 10 times for each purchase in the raffle that will be announced on the 30th of October. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I need your support. These are historic t-shirts. Even if we get shut down, you'll have this collector's item and know you supported us as we fought for your future and our futures. We're fighting for our lives. America's fighting for our lives. If we just admit we're under attack and what we're up against, we'll win. But you got to give me the ball. You got to give this crew the ball. All we want to do is keep fighting. We love it. We love fighting tyranny, and we love you, but we need your backing. TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. DrJonesNaturals.com. InfoWarsStore.com. When you go to DrJonesNaturals.com, that's my dad, his company, a bunch of supplements you can't get at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get there. 2.5 years ago, he figured they were going to shut me down. He didn't even tell me. Went and set up a warehouse. Came up with even more supplements. And the globalists went after him and have been suing him for 2 years, cost him over $1.5 million. He's completely out of money. That's why you see the products are almost all sold out there. He's taking every bit of money he's got and put in orders for products to start coming in 10 days and then more in about 15 days. And then in 30 days, he's got 6 new products. Well, Turbo Force is coming back in and one other's coming in. 4 new products and 2 originals coming back in the next month. He put in everything he's got. And my dad doesn't feel bad that they ran him to ground, and he used to be a guy with a couple million bucks in the bank, very successful dentist and businessman. My mom's proud. He's proud. But they've run my dad to the wall. They've run me to the wall. I don't have any more money. I've got lawyers that I can't pay right now that are going to fight them in the bankruptcy court and fight them when they try to take my name. And the lawyers say, we trust you. You'll pay us. We know. Well, listen, I need your support at DrJonesNaturals.com. They've run my dad and mom to the wall. They bet everything. Put their last savings in to buy the products that are coming in to get back on their feet. And we'll keep fighting and we'll never stop. But we're literally down to empty. We're in a war crushing globals. Rah, winning, but the gas is going doot, 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 doot. Alert, alert, alert. Energy, energy, energy levels at dissipation point. Energy, energy failing, energy systems about to fail. Alert, alert. Meow, 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 meow. And you're all going to freak out when we get taken off the air and they defeat me. Oh, then the support's going to just flood in. But they're going to be blowing stuff up and killing people by then. Martial law. They want us off the air before then. They wanted us off the air months ago. They want us off the air right during the election.
They're not coming after me. They're coming after you. So spread the word. Vote. Pray to God. Speak out at church. Call into talk radio. Send the links out everywhere. Buy the products. Just do it. Fight, 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 fight. You're going to lose everything if you're not all in. TheAlexJonesStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Dr. Naturals. DrJonesNaturals.com. The products that are left are amazing. Some of the best ones. Next Level Financial Energy about to sell out. Colloidal Silver, all of it. InfoWarsStore.com. The Nitric Boost and the InfoWars MD Gummy Bears. 1,000 milligram tincture. $40, $50 less than the leading competitor. Private label from them. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com.